Hi, my name is April Fleming. Thanks for joining us. I'm in Kansas City at the Whoop-Dee-Doo space in the Crossroads Arts District. If we could do just a little bit of intros.
Oh, my name is Jamie Warren, and I co-direct the show with Matt Roach. And he's kind of like the Mr. Set Design guy, and I kind of do all the behind-the-scenes organizing and planning kind of stuff, getting the acts and stuff like that.
Hi. My name is Matt Roach. I guess Jamie just described me. So yeah, that's me. No, thank you.
And then the influence of Whoop-Dee-Doo is from this Chicago public access television show called Chicagogo. And it's basically just a really simple, the premise of the show is just that anybody off the street can come on and dance, and it's basically just dancing to music. But it just kind of makes this really, awkward assemblage of people, people off the street, homeless people dance with, five-year-olds and stuff to, random songs, and, their shots are really long and awkward, it would be on one kid for a full minute, and it's really slow, but that's what makes it cool. So we started thinking about a show like that because Kansas City is kind of a smaller art community, so it makes you kind of branch out to these different kind of communities, and it's kind of what makes it interesting and weird at the same time. So it's kind of how the show kind of developed into that. So it's all these different sorts of community members kind of trying to be us trying to make all these different people from different walks of life and stuff be in the same room at the same time, which they wouldn't normally necessarily. So that's kind of what makes it fun and different.
Why did you guys decide to do the faux television show instead of just the theater piece sort of?
I don't know, I guess it seemed like all of the things that interested us or that seemed like they were influencing the decisions we're making about the show were from public access TV shows or, just things like that, or PBS shows. So it just seemed like it made sense to do it in that same format, I guess.
Plus, I think we do want it to be an actual television show one day, so it won't be called a faux anymore.
I was going to ask you if you had plans for the taping, or if it was to tape to promote future live performances. So would you like to have it on a KCP TV or something?
Yeah, or a lot of TV right now is going to internet only, you can only see certain TV shows on the internet. Mm-hmm. It seems like TV shows are kind of going that way, and the cool thing about the internet is that you have a huge, a worldwide, free audience, people can see it. Mm. So either way, I think we're interested in a lot of different outlets that we're still, trying to work out and stuff.
And I think a lot of that internet programming has that same sort of appeal of just those sort of low-key, local public access shows.
Homemade kind of stuff.
Yeah, it looks like it could be made in someone's bedroom, which makes it awesome, so you kind of give it a pass sometimes, but in certain ways it is genuinely way better than actual high budget real TV and what have you. So.
Yeah, and the Omaha one that we did, for example, where, we use the past clips of the shows we do to try and propose it to other spaces, because we do want the show to continue to travel like we did in Omaha. Mm-hmm. And we, as of 2 weeks ago, got invited to go to Deitch Projects, which is a gallery in New York City. Mm-hmm. So we'll be doing their holiday party, Whoop-Dee-Doo live filming at this space. And it's a really, really awesome, huge gallery space in New York.
It's a great space. I was going to ask you about that. How did that come about? Was that you networking out, or did they contact you, or how did that?
Yeah, that was us setting up a meeting and presenting it to them. And
yeah, because that's a big deal.
So you know the space. Cool.
No, that's great. I think they have a Keith Haring thing or something going on. I think that's great.
Yeah, the people in that space this year before us were Michelle Gondry and Bjork and stuff. It's what?
Shut up.
So yeah, they get to hitch their ride to our wagon now.
Yes.
Was it because of the like kind of public access influence that made you want to do excuse me, something kid friendly, or was it other stuff? Or
I think that's part of it. I mean, I think the original influence of that Chickagogo was a big part of it, but also it's just, I don't know, it's a nice atmosphere, I think, working towards something that's kid friendly, because you have to, it seems like, stay in a certain mindset, and you have to keep trying to focus on, you know, more lighthearted or upbeat thoughts, and, you know, big collaborative effort. I think it helps to keep people sort of in a good mood and feel good about what they're doing. If you're all approaching it, from the same direction, that you want it to be this like fun, friendly thing, and not some like creepy, confrontational, like
or some controversial art school BS or whatever.
Yeah.
How did you start networking with the people that you have performing, like the musicians and other artists?
Usually, it's all through the internet. Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Mm-hmm. Or friends, like if a friend has like a sister that's an amazing baton twirler, or like some sort of weird connection, or just like looking at people through the internet. It's crazy how many people like promote themselves as performers like all over the place.
Mm-hmm. What have been some of your favorite performers? Like, we were loving the dancing grannies or whatever from the and then that gospel choir was great too.
Oh yeah, definitely. I don't know, the Shuns always put on really good shows, music videos. And
drum lines. We've had really good luck with drum lines. We had the Marching Cobras here in Kansas City, and that was, I think, the high point of any of the Kansas City shows.
Yeah, but it was crazy because they were such a huge group. It was like 80 of them, so our stage could fit like a tenth of them. Yeah. So they were just like filled the whole everything. They're everywhere. And everyone like loves the Midwest Cloggers. We have them.
What are the Midwest Cloggers?
Cloggers.
Uh-huh. Okay, so
they're like all these like cloggers. They were like probably 9 to 16-year-old girls, and then a manly man leader that were like in these country western outfits and were really good at the clogging. Like, it's kind of like tap dancing, but it's kind of country.
I don't know if there's a difference between that and like traditional clog dancing, or you know, if this is some like Western style clog dancing, but they were definitely like geared up for a Western show.
Yeah, but it's more about just the combination of all of them together when you see it.
Like, and we saw them at the county fair.
Oh yeah, that's how we got them.
You guys scouting it.
Yeah, it was really cool. Yeah, totally. We were, and like there was like 5 people in the audience, you know, when they were performing, but it was so good. And then they come here and there was like 200 people and they're all like screaming. They're so excited and they seemed a little shocked. Because I think they're just used to like these little little barns with like 5 people in or something. I don't know, it was really cool. It was fun.
The look on their faces.
I think one of the most appealing things is the total like A to Z variety of the stuff that you have, from like an act like the Shen, which I wouldn't normally put in front of a kid, and then like based on some of the performances I've seen there, I'm sure like they toned it down a little bit, but to like the gospel choirs and clogging and bagpipes and everything else.
Yeah.
What have been some of the audience's favorites if they're different than the ones you guys just sang? Or the kids?
Well, I don't. There was in Omaha, like the biggest surprise was a group called Carnal Torpor, and I mean when they were doing their like sound check rehearsal the morning of the show, I thought I was gonna go nuts. Like it was just really menacing and like terrifying, and I thought kids were gonna be horrified.
Because they're like a droney.
Yeah, just like this noisy sort of like. Like concept heavy sort of group, and when they performed, the kids who were there in the audience at that point, they were one of the last acts to go, and there weren't that many kids, but they were totally into it, like more than just about any other act
Yeah, they were like, they brought up this like geodesic dome thing that looks like one of those playground structures, and these like little girls like just kind of climbed all over it and seemed like really hypnotized by this guy, Ashley Miller, who was just kind of doing spoken word style kind of stuff, and they were doing these weird interactions. It was all kind of like trippy and weird and kind of inappropriate, but at the same time it was fine. So it was just another one of those weird, like, questionable moments in the show, but that's, I think that's kind of like what makes it interesting when that stuff happens.
Yeah, like if you had described to the parents beforehand that this guy was going to have their kids in a geodesic dome and like just have them chanting like nonsense back and forth with him, like none of them would have come anywhere near it, but it somehow was like heartwarming when you watched it. Like it totally made sense, they seemed into it, so that was pretty awesome.
Have you been surprised by any of the audience reactions that happened?
Well, like, okay, not even necessarily audience, my, like, okay, our only rules, I guess, are, like, no swearing and no nudity, kind of. But, like, we had this one kind of drag performer who was a little, like, too much, and then we had, like, this, we had a group that was going to perform, which was, like, this youth Christian fiddler group, and, like, the mom pulled up in their minivan with, like, 7 kid fiddlers and, like, saw this drag queen and turned around and left and didn't perform. So it's kind of, I mean, I guess that was not necessarily a surprising reaction, but it was still kind of sad. Like, you know, it's not like they were doing something wrong necessarily, but it's all about, like, still figuring that kind of stuff out. Mm. But I'm surprised. I mean, I always get surprised how into the dancing that everybody can get if the mood is right. You know what I mean? Like, how, like, moms and little kids and everybody can get up and dance in front of cameras, like, I don't know. It's if we can keep the spirit up during the show, it's usually pretty satisfying. How, like, especially, you know, everyone dancing to like the gospel band and stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's probably wasn't necessarily a normal experience for everybody or a day to day thing, but like everybody was so into it. You know, so it's pretty cool.
How do you lighten the mood if it starts to get a little bit down? Do you have a technique yet, or is it?
Well, my character on the show, I think I am the bubbly one, and Matt is like this werewolf that is very like kind of drone tone and a little bit creepy. So I kind of, I think I always have to be the one that is kind of screamy, funny, goofy, or at least attempt to be. But I think they balance, the characters balance out each other pretty well.
Here by all the noise in the background, you guys are getting ready for your show on Saturday. How do you guys normally prepare? I mean, like, there's walls and all sorts of different stuff going up on the walls. It's like all different kinds of mixed media.
I don't know if we have a usual way to prepare.
No, not yet.
I mean, I think every show or the set of shows we did here before, it's, they've all been under pretty different circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, I don't think we have a usual yet.
Plus, we're usually always just, like, scrambling to work with, like, whatever free stuff we can find and, like, people using that to, I don't know, whatever comes out of that is kind of what you get. But in a good way, I think. Like, we have this, like, kind of, like, awesome yet disgusting, like, shoe holder room that looks like a weird, like, sore or something. Like a 10-foot sore. And it's like covered in all these gross fabrics that make no sense together. So it's stuff like that, you know. Everything kind of ends up looking like that in the end.
Yeah, we got 2 bags of fake fur scraps. So that's where that came from. Yeah.
And like tool and stuff.
Dietch Calorie thing again for a minute. When is that again?
That's it's December 23rd. And we just found out like 2 weeks ago, so it's kind of insane.
So you have about a month or so.
Yeah. And we don't live there. And
so that's maybe thrown us a little off track too.
Totally.
On the show.
I mean, it's still going to be good, but.
Pretty unexpected.
Yeah.
Are you going to use performers from there or from here? Or?
usually we always bring people, like all the people that do the structure and set design and everything are from Kansas City, but we, for the most part, highlight all talent from the city that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So have you just started your hunt yet?
Just barely, not even really yet.
Mm-hmm.
I found like this like group of 40 to 60 year old women who are like kind of like lazy double dutch champions, but I don't know, that looks pretty good. I'm gonna scope them out for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they do have clogging in New York City as well, so
I don't know. Yeah, New York just doesn't have many performers.
Yeah. There probably won't be anything to choose from.
Yeah, sure. I can't imagine they would have a lot of variety there.
No.
Kinds of people or anything. Have you thought about networking out to Lawrence at all?
Like for shows here?
Or for shows there, either way, yeah.
Yeah. Definitely, especially for Kansas City ones. Yeah, definitely. Mm. I mean, usually, you know, usually the process is like either friends of friends or like just Googling something we're interested in, you know, within a 50-mile radius or whatever, you know.
And I think we have a few Lawrence people helping out with the show now. Our friend Liz Gardner, she makes these big stuffed animal popples.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's making some stuff for the show. And I mean, the more, the merrier.
Totally.
For sure.
Yeah. And if anybody in really Lawrence wants to email us their amazing talent, please do, because we need more people.
Because remember, the more the merrier.
Yeah.
That was a good thing to say.
Ha ha ha.